Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders,
our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Welcome, Builders. Today we've got Rob from Greyer Constructions, one half of Greyer Constructions, and he's joined us to talk to us about being a builder, his journey, and I guess what makes a good builder, which is of interest to so many of us. Thank you for coming along.
Thank you very much for having me.
So can you give us a little bit of a background on Greyer Constructions for any that don't follow along? I'm just going to put it here. Stop what you're doing. Jump on Instagram and look at it's under Greyer Constructions, isn't it?
Yeah, at Greyer is our Instagram handle.
At Greyer. And you'll be able to see all manner of beautiful projects. There's one at the moment, which I think you're finishing off with that massive staircase that I'm loving. So have a look at what they do as well, because I think that's going to really help inform you about the type of work that they're building. So how did you get started?
Greyer is actually, a young construction and development company. We're based in Brisbane, and we predominantly work in the inner city suburbs, specialising in building and developing luxury homes and more recently luxury multi-res units. So how we got started essentially is my passion from an early age when I was at school was very, very clear, and I had a vision to be a house flipper, something I always wanted to do. To get to that, I knew I had to start off as a carpenter, which I did. When I was a carpenter, I was starting to be a builder. As soon as I got my builder's license, was just as I finished my carpentry apprenticeship, I moved straight into building. Essentially did a lot of client work to start off with and build capital. And it was about at that stage where we started purchasing our own properties and doing our own flipping of homes. And my brother was in the estimating, quantity surveying industry. And we saw some synergy between what he did and what I did. And that would work really well together as a business. And essentially Greyer then went from being a client building brand to a luxury house flipping brand. And that's what we are today.
Yeah, and I think that's really interesting because you've got a really strong presence in the market and you've intentionally grown that. Like, so I guess there's a jump between being a builder that you'd know and recognise, what I'd call more of an old school builder, and the business that you've created, which has quite a brand presence and also is running professionally. And to me, a lot of that's what you've identified there is you've got the skills of the building, but you've also teamed up with your brother who's got quantity surveying and estimating. So for those of you who don't know what quantity surveyors are, they look at the nuts and bolts and the numbers of the project, how much things are going to cost. They look at labor rates, they look at materials, they look at, you know, quantities, and the really good ones will look at the way the building is built and be able to cost analyze or kind of value engineer to give you a more cost effective solution to the same outcome.
Predominantly in the commercial sector too, because they're a lot harder to work out and there's more money at risk, and they predominantly work a lot for the developers or the builders on behalf of banks regards to the finance approvals and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I guess it's really handy to have that kind of finance and that numbers part to go with the building part. And obviously both of you have a great understanding of what it takes to build and develop. But that's, you know, the cash flow and the financing, I guess, is so much of the building game.
I think you have to definitely have more than one skill attribute. The old school builders, as you were referring to, generally were really good skill tradesmen. But this day and age, you need skills in other areas to be able to grow that business. And whether it's marketing, you know, site acquisition, networking with relationships, bank, knowing numbers, knowing how to estimate. It's a tenfold skill base.
It is, and it's getting more and more complicated with like regulations and being able to keep up with the industry and also client needs. What we expect and want in a house is getting, or in my mind, a lot more technical to provide. I think a lot of your work is getting more technical as well, looking across it. So I guess there's the other part of that, which is the branding, because you've really gone into developing your brand and your name. So a lot of builders can be good at building, but they don't put that time and I guess energy into marketing and showing and demonstrating teaching, because you're very generous with your posts and the way you kind of explain what's happening as well. Why did you choose to do that?
I think where it all started from is I think the old school mentality before social media was quite hard to, it was a lot of word of mouth with regards to being a builder. But what I worked out early days was just such an amazing platform there to get what you do out there to the market. And what we do is very visual, so it's quite easy to market with regards to when you compare it to other industries. So I think early days it was a business plan which wasn't to, let's get really good word of mouth and let's do a really good product and then hopefully we can, and with some money we make, we can put a little bit of budget toward marketing. It was kind of put marketing as one of our biggest priorities early days, and we never really took that pressure off. We always thought that building a brand was so important, and engaging with that customer, whether they're your customers now or going to be your customers in 5 years' time, having something that was desirable really helped with everything with regards to business, whether it's buying a site for a little bit cheaper, building a relationship with a real estate agent, finding a staff member, the sky's the limit with what it actually generates for us as a business. And I think people underestimated that, and not so much now. Like, I think the secret's out. Everyone is doing it. So now it's just trying to have a point of difference.
Yeah, I don't know that the secret's out. I think you do it really well, and I think there's a few people within our networks that I can think of off the top of my head that do it really well in the property development, Instagram branding game. And we've been lucky enough to speak to a few of them about what they're doing as well. You know, the priority being that it's a real business rather than just, I'm really good as a tradesman and I'm going to jump on the tools and then, I only need one or two projects per year. And we know that the building industry is really complex, right? So looking across the assets and saying, well, we want to build something really great has pushed you to the next level. So how many projects would you have on your books each year?
So we have under construction right now 8 projects. We build about 10 per year is where we are at the moment. That obviously started at that. We started doing bathroom renovations, decks and extensions, so it didn't happen overnight. We've been in business for 8 years now, essentially we are going into the unit space, so that's where we see us being able to turn over more product per year, because in luxury market and doing custom homes, it's really hard to scale that business, because nothing's the same. You're never building the same thing twice. It's all got to do with relying on your staff and really good procedures.
Yeah, you look like you've got quite a few staff. So how many are you running now?
We have 30 at the moment.
So, I mean, that's quite impressive. So to turn over 8 to 10 projects, we get a lot of people that talk about, the benefits of having a builder as opposed to own a building. And whilst I think there is a place to own a build, I think it's really complex and you pay a builder good money to do a really good job, and the fact is they've got all these systems set up. You've got a team of 30 to run 8 to 10 projects per year, plus you've got all that industry knowledge and the systems and the processes behind that. Was that always your plan to be such a niche business?
Yeah, so our plan from the outset was to fill a void. In Brisbane here, there was a huge gap between the architectural homes that were up here from a price point of view, and then there was the project homes and the really small kind of little projects that not many people wanted to do, and they were so low value that it wasn't quite worth it. Where we slipped in is right there in that middle chunk for the first sort of 5 years of our business, and We were delivering an architectural look, an architectural project for an affordable rate, and that's how we really cracked the market. I wouldn't say that we're still in that market. I would say we're probably not as affordable as we used to be, but part of our formula is still working really closely with those architects, and we do a lot of design and construct work. So when I say design and construct, what I mean is we, most builders will just get given plans and then we get told to price this job and go build it, whereas our big point of difference is because we have the knowledge of how to develop and how to make things stack up financially, we give that service to some of our clients as well. And what we do is when they have an idea or they're about to purchase a block or they're looking for a block, we'll help them find the block. We'll help them select their architect. We'll use our relationships to get an architect for a fair and reasonable price. We'll help them go through all their different consultants with people that we've used 30 times prior. We've got those relationships. We know their strengths and weaknesses. And we basically package up a turnkey product, which we can actually not only do the construction, but organize it all. And the biggest one that we, the reason why we do it is to make sure it's on budget. So a lot of people who haven't done it for the first time, a lot of emotions come into play when you're designing your own home. Sometimes the architects want to please you as a client. You don't know what things cost. The architect does, but they sometimes they don't, or they don't want to say it because they want to keep you happy. And it's just making sure that you're going to a target and you actually get to not have any roadblocks and you're actually going to get to construction and you're actually going to move into your new home. So that's basically a bit of our point of difference as well.
That's quite the point of difference though, Rob. You know, that's really solving or putting the customer first and rethinking the way the construction industry works, because, you know, one of the biggest issues we have, or, you know, people have when they're building their home, is that they go to an architect and they're like, okay, I want a house, I've got this much money, and the architect says, well, you can or can't do it for that amount. I'll design something and then we'll pop it to tender. So we're a year down the track now by the time we've designed something, and then we're going to go to tender and then we're going to check what that price is. And if it's coming in too high, we're going to get you to cut out some of the features or more expensive features. Generally, we love the more expensive features and value engineer like that. Whereas you're saying, actually, we can control the process, but instead of being a turnkey developer where you're picking something off the plan, you're just helping guide that process with numbers in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I guess if a developer's going to put their money on the table and they're going to, you know, spend a couple of years putting a project together, there's going to be a profit margin at the end. So some of the people and some of the clients that we end up doing successful projects for have ended up a lot more financially better off in the long run. They've got the exact house they wanted. They've taken some of the risk by buying the property and having to create something, but it's not as big a risk when you have someone holding your hand and showing you how to do it, who's done it many, many times before. So it's just really filling that void. Some people think there's only two options, where you buy the house you want, it's on domain or realestate.com, or you buy a block and you take the risk and you try and work it out and you have 2 years of stress. Like, it doesn't have to be those two options, is what we're trying to tell people.
Yeah, and I guess that's bringing to the table all your experience in building and developing. And I would also argue that being a good builder and having that cost understanding is a real point of difference, because a lot of builders still don't understand the cost of things. And so they'll price something out for you, or they'll do it, you know, depending on the level of builder, they might go on square meter rate, and then there's blowouts and issues that can happen along the way. I guess you're kind of preemptively thinking about all those things and bringing the experience of building at that level to the table.
And not only just pricing things, because, you know, most builders can price, it's quite easy, but knowing value, when you're working with sloping sites and when you start designing something, a lot of it is the builders know the price. If there's a slab there or if it's on joists and steel posts or whatever it is, they know how to price the two. Knowing as you're designing, you know, that's a $100,000 decision right there.
Yeah, really great. So let's say someone's got a site. If they're in Brisbane and they're in the luxury home market, they should come see you. But if they're not, what should we do to interview a builder and to try and understand whether we're going to get a good building service or a client focus, or whether they're kind of in it for them?
I think that doesn't matter where in Australia you are, but if you've got a project, I highly recommend that you choose very carefully who your designer is, whether it's a building designer, an architect or draftsman. Don't just choose because you like one home idea or because a friend of a friend. Choose someone that suits exactly what you want to do and see how many successful projects they've delivered. Generally, most designers will have a builder that they work with. Or you can reverse cycle that. You have a builder who you trust and you think is the right person, and then you can get them to help find a designer. But the key part of it is sitting at the table with your builder and your designer and yourself and working together from conceptual stage, not from all the plans, the structural, the approvals, everything's done. And then you get the builder to come walk into the room is back to front. 90% of projects are done that way, and there's a lot of headaches with that. So don't get me wrong, not every builder is going to walk in that room and hold your hand and take them in the right direction. But if they've got a good proven record, we can highly recommend it. You've interviewed them, you've come to a lot of reviews, you've talked to their last three clients, and they're all saying how great they are. These are the guys you'll trust and you want to work with.
I guess the question that normally comes up with that type of approach would be, well, where's the competitive driver? You know, what's driving you to keep the costs low? If you've been through all the process, what's stopping you from the price up at the end?
Not to talk about us again, but how we get our clients peace of mind with our service is we have a front half, which is a pre-construction agreement, and we have a second half, which is a construction agreement. In the middle of those two agreements, we give our client the opportunity to go out and get other prices if they wish to, get a price check, talk to other builders, do a competitive tender if that's what they want to do. But they don't have any fixed contractual obligations to stick with us as a builder. The second half of going through with construction with Greyer is that we build trust without a value and they want to work with us still. What I'd recommend someone who is going to go through that process of having a builder in the room from the start is to just make sure that your agreement with them is that, you know, them getting the bill is not a given. You're still going to go out there and make sure their price is competitive and they're not being ripped off. In return, a builder's probably going to want some type of security to, you know, make sure their time's not wasted. So a small amount of money you can give a builder, their value that they will add through that plan and approval process is going to be worth 10 times that small amount of value. You could pay them $5,000 to give their point of view over the process, and you know, they can give you two tips and that will save $20,000. So, you know, you pay for it times four. So just give yourself an out that you don't have to stick with them. It's a good trial run too, because if you can see they're being lazy and they're not getting involved, they're not writing back to emails, you know, you've all of a sudden gone, oh, I dodged a bullet there. This is not the right guy. So yeah, it's kind of a little trial run as well.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. I mean, we run a course which teaches people how to build their own home. We teach them how to renovate for profit. And this is one of the options that we put on the table. But the issue we tend to have for people is that they will have that question of, well, if I'm working with the builder all the way through, what's stopping them from rising the price? But by having that option to tender and walk away gives you that security. So I like that method. I would ask, given that you've provided such good kind of service through that process, how many people would actually end up going out to tender anyway?
Oh, like, I don't think we've had anyone go out to tender. We've probably 95% of the jobs turn into a project because they are on budget. And the 5% that do not turn into a project is got to do with sometimes as banking issues or life gets in the way. Exactly. I don't think we've ever lost out to a builder doing that.
I guess that's a lesson for other builders out there, is to invest that time up front to really establish that relationship is super important. And you are right, like, builders can be busy and some people are really good at selling and not so good at delivering. So I guess this gives you the opportunity to be able to sell and kind of demonstrate your worth so everyone's really comfortable, because by the time you've gone through that 1 year relationship of design, or however long that is, then you've got an additional, you know, year or so relationship of building the actual house. It's much easier to change something, a line on a plan, than it is to, you know, move a brick wall or change, you know, once you've started building.
A little bit cheaper.
All right. Thank you so much, Rob. So again, Rob is from Greyer Construction. So if you want to have a look at what services they have, and we actually have a lot of builders in Brisbane, if you want to get in touch, reach out on Instagram, or obviously they've got their webpage, which is greyerconstruction.com.au. I think the builds they do are pretty special, and I think you can see the love of building through the workmanship. I don't know if that's overstepping, but that's how I feel about it. So make up your own mind and let us know.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word. For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.